All right, I'm here with head Iowa Lakes baseball coach Joey Pavlovich, and hard to believe we're talking about baseball, and this is the season preview coming up. Our Lakers are going to be in action this weekend, but coach, talk to us a little bit. Just kind of, I know we had a lot of success last year. You had a great group of freshmen last year that are really changing the culture. Some great kids, and just talk to us a little bit about last year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, really young team last year, had ups and downs. We were receiving votes to be ranked at one point, started off the season pretty strong, had a couple wins that I think shocked the conference a little bit, and, we're playing pretty good baseball at times, just lacked depth, and I think we've addressed some of those issues this year. But I think the key to all this stuff is we got good kids in here. We addressed how we needed to act every single day in our process, and I think that's translated throughout the whole program, and that's really affected everyone from a positive end. And I think we have 23 second year guys this year, and I'm really excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about, your sophomore class. I mean, you guys return 19 sophomores, from last year's group. And, just their work ethic and, just incredible kids that are really setting the tone for this program. And your culture, I think, is, the best you've had it here. So it's really exciting to see. But talk to us about those sophomores and what you kind of expect from them this year.
Yeah, I mean, all throughout kind of things that I hold high standards for, and that I judge, the group by, our GPA's gone up as a team. Players are holding players accountable. I could kind of walk into practice and it's kind of self-sufficient. Everyone's got their plan and they're attacking it. So I think there's just been an upswing in how seriously everyone's taking it, and I think closeness wise, this is one of the closest teams we've had as well. So all those boxes that you check as a coach going into the season, and when you're judging a group of kids and where we're at and how well we're doing our job, these guys are meeting or exceeding a lot of those expectations from a day-to-day standpoint. So I just think it comes from getting good people here and having a strong group of leaders, and that's really helped our entire culture and group. So yeah, I'm excited.
That's great. And the Lakers, talk to us a little bit. I mean, you guys have a very veteran pitching staff. Talk to us a little bit about, the pitching staff and what you expect. And, we have our very own local Lucas Gardner that we're just so ecstatic, about his Division I commitment with Gardner Webb and all that he's worked hard for. But talk to us about that pitching staff and what you expect out of them this year.
Yeah, so we have, I've never had this kind of problem. It's a good problem to have, but I feel like we have six guys that can start on any given day. The depth is better than it's ever been. We did a really good job developing, and it comes again from the kids, but just developing from last year, learning from a lot of those freshman mistakes, had a lot of projectable kids that needed to fill out body-wise, strength-wise, maturity-wise, and go through some of those battles, and we're really happy with where a lot of those guys ended up. And we got a couple more that I think, are getting a lot of Division I interest, and, we could end up having 4 to 5 on that pitching staff this year that are Division I guys. As far as Lucas specifically, you touched on him. I mean, a guy that's just done everything right since he's been here. He's a 3.9 GPA, team leader, just done everything we've asked and really improved on all fronts as a baseball player. And I think he's sort of really adjusted well to the college game. I mean, being put in a spot where, I mean, for years and years, our Achilles heel has been we've gotten up in games and we haven't been able to finish it. To have six saves as a freshman and not to really you know, no one really expected him to do that and have that sort of success, and the maturity that he handled that with, and how hard he's pushed since then. And then obviously committing to he had a number of Division I's that were interested in committing to Coach Chester at Gardner-Webb. We're really proud of him, and you know, he's going to continue to push and hopefully get better and put himself in a good position for stuff after college, hopefully.
And we know how brutal the conference is and challenging it every day, but talk to us a little bit about, you know, where you see you guys finishing and what you expect out of conference play this year.
Yeah, it's hard for me. I have to fill out these preseason questionnaires and where are you going to finish, and how are you guys going to be? And it's hard for me to ever rate that. You know, in junior college baseball, there's so much turnover. All these coaches are really good. You know, it's a very good league. It's full of really good players all across. And you know, I couldn't even put a guess about where we're gonna finish. I just know we're gonna have a really competitive club, and it's gonna come down to a couple things: how much are we gonna hit, and how offensive are we gonna be? Because last year that was a huge struggle. And then how are we going to be in tight games and close games? Because that's what it's going to come down to. All these teams are really good and evenly matched, and everyone has Division I players and pro prospects and are well coached. So it's just going to come down to who's going to execute and be able to lock down games. And I think it's going to be anybody's game, really, in the league from, you know, 1 through 8. It could go anyway, depending on who gets hot and you know, how some of these early games go and who gets momentum. So,
well, it'll be exciting to catch the Lakers in action. And Lakers, actually, they get to play this weekend. They travel to Iola, Kansas, to take on Allen Community College. And so, what do you expect? What are you really challenging your kids on this weekend?
Yeah, I think this is a huge weekend for us. Allen's got a great program. Coach Stoy's done a really nice job over there. But yeah, I think this is a tone setting weekend. You know, you're not going to win or lose a national championship on weekend number one, but it'll be really nice to get outside. We took fly balls yesterday for the first time in months. I was pretty excited about that. Kids had fun with that. They got to do that in the snow a little bit, but, you know, work out some of the kinks, see what sort of competitors we have. They're going to be probably a few tight games this weekend. And just get the nerves out and start playing baseball, you know, and going forward with our schedule, how it is. We really challenge ourselves this year. We get 5 weekends of really good baseball against all Division I junior college teams on the road. You know, our first 30-plus games are on the road. So we challenge them. I mean, in my opinion, we're playing a Division I type level schedule, toughness-wise, from travel and who we get to play and well-coached teams. And, you know, I think we're going to know what we have here pretty quick.
And lastly, Coach, just talk to us about, you know, when can we see the Lakers in action in Estherville at home here?
Yeah, as I talked about a little bit ago, you know, it won't be for a while. I think March 26th is our first game. That's going to be really iffy with weather. We went for it. So we're crossing our fingers that we get those in. It's a doubleheader against Central Lakes. But about early to mid-April, we start. And we have 3 straight home series against conference teams, and those are going to be tight games. So we're going to need all the help we can get from fans and support, for our push this year.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach, and best of luck this year.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ashley.